Well, good morning, Encounter family. Let's give the Lord a big hand this morning. It is great to be together as one church, all together in one place at one time as a church family. And if we haven't met before, my name is John, and I can't tell you how thankful I am to be one of the pastors here at Encounter with all of you. Hey, you know, was that breakfast amazing this morning? Can we give a hand to our breakfast crew out there? So thankful for them. And as I look around the room, you look a little extra rested today, like you got an extra hour of sleep, maybe even without knowing it as all of our phones changed overnight. And so you're a well-rested, good-looking church this morning, and I am thankful to be with you. And were those praise kids amazing? Let's give them a hand this morning. They're still walking out back there. And our youth kicked us off with that video to kick off our theme this morning. And we are just so thankful for what God is doing in the lives of people through all the ministries of this church family, all to His praise and glory. And that's what the video was a picture of. Well, this morning, we are kicking off a theme for today and for this season. And if you haven't figured out what it is to level up. And to level up means this: to progress to the next level. And it comes from, the theme comes from a verse in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15, that goes like this. And I'm hoping we'll all learn it this morning. It goes like this. It says, practice these things. And we're going to talk about what these things are. Immerse yourself in them so that all may see your progress. So I'm pretty sure all of you can learn that. Why don't you say it out loud with me right now? It's on the screen. Let's begin really loud. Practice these things. Immerse yourself in them so that all may see your progress. The Apostle Paul is writing this, led by the Holy Spirit, to Timothy, this person he has invested all kinds of time in to raise him up in who Jesus Christ is. And he's just gotten done. We're going to actually do a run through right now through 1 Timothy chapter 4, but it's going to be a speed run, so you're going to have to hold on to your chairs a little bit, okay? But the Apostle Paul has just gotten done talking to Timothy about how some are really walking away from the core of who Jesus Christ is in their life, and they were setting their hopes of their salvation and their spiritual life on some other things. And one of those things that he just got done, just finished talking about, is they were trying to find their spirituality and their salvation by eating certain things and not eating certain things. And you could call it salvation and spirituality by diet and by granola instead of by grace, okay? It was basically what was happening. And so he just got finished saying that everything God created is good to eat, and so we can give thanksgiving for it. And then he says this in verse 5, "For it is made holy by the word of God and by prayer." And so here's what that means. It means everyone can say amen and yum this morning. Say it with me. Amen and yum to Chick-fil-A, In-N-Out Burger, salmon, pancakes, broccoli, cauliflower, and even kale. I don't know how you can say thank you for kale. Some of you love it. I don't know. It just never has worked for me. And then he says the most interesting phrase. He says, "For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come." And basically, the Bible begins saying that physical training in life is important and good, and it has results right now, but spiritual training in life has fruit now and into eternity for the glory of God. Walking for exercise right now is good, or whatever else you love to do, whether it's surfing or football or tennis or pickleball, whatever it may be. But walking with the Lord has fruit in our life right now and into eternity to the glory of God. And then he says this in verse 10. I told you we were on a speed run this morning. "For to this end we toil and strive, because we have our hope set on the living God." And if you've ever wondered what an encounter is about, it is about what I just read. Our hope is on the living God. Can we just give the Lord a hand this morning for who He is? Because we have our hope set on the living God, who is the Savior of all people, especially of those who believe, command and teach these things. And the Bible begins to use this really interesting language that there are some things in our walk with God that we toil after, we passionately go after in our life. We go after it by training for these things. And it almost seems contradictory to talk about going after something and training for something when it comes to knowing God comes as an absolutely free gift of grace because of what Christ did on the cross. Can I hear an amen to that? It's all free gift, our relationship with God. And yet apparently, after we get to know the God, that free gift of grace and our relationship with Him through Christ begins to bear some fruit that we're supposed to train for, like we train in other areas of life. And we train for a lot of things in life. We train for our careers. We train for sports. Hours and hours, years and years go into training for sports. Think about how much practice went into the Dodgers beating the Yankees. I knew I'd get a cheer over that one this morning. What a series it was. And winning the World Series has some definite value, especially if you're a Dodger fan in the room. And I'm just so happy for all the Dodger fans out there. But it also has some value for all the Dodger players, like millions and millions of value for them. But there's something God says in our walk with God that we train for that has value not only now, but forever. And we do train for many things. Think about how many hours parents put into training their children so that they don't eat like toddlers for their entire life, all right? Like hours and hours. I will never forget my first date with Amy. It was a blind date. We had never met face-to-face before. We were eating dinner together in this really cozy, romantic place, and I thought I had her wrapped around my finger. I mean, we had literally just met. The conversation was flowing, and she was looking across this dinner table at me with just these beautiful brown eyes, and I looked at her and I said, "What are you thinking right now?" And she looked me straight in the face and she said, "It's really unattractive when you talk with your mouth full." First date, all right? I knew I had met my match in that moment, literally, and we did match up after that, and we got married. And I also knew I had some more training to do in life for my eating habits. But then Paul gives this really famous verse, "Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity." And Paul begins to mention some things that we're to train for and practice as God's doing His work of grace in us through Jesus Christ. And he mentions a few things. He mentions our speech, how what comes out of our mouth reflects what we're letting God do in our heart. He mentions our conduct, how the choices we make and the path we take reflects letting Jesus lead us as we live in His love and His grace and His truth. He mentions love, which pretty much reflects all of our relationships. How as we experience the love and forgiveness of Jesus, we're able to share that love and forgiveness with others. He mentions faith, how what we believe affects everything about what we do and how we walk with God. And then he mentions purity. And purity is basically having a life that's aligned in all aspects of who we are on the outside with who Jesus Christ is inside of us. And then he says this, "Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture," which is why we love reading the Bible here at Encounter, "to exhortation," which means building people up in the Lord, "to teaching, and do not neglect the gift you have, which was given you by prophecy when the council of elders laid their hands on you." And I want to look around the room this morning and get your eyes, because everyone in the room today has been given gifts by God to use your life for His glory as you walk in the joy of knowing Him. And really what the Bible's giving us here is a charge to become all that God has designed us to be as a church family and as followers of Jesus, and to go after these things and practice these gifts in our life. And then we come to our theme verse for today, and it's really a theme for us as a church in the coming season. Chapter 4, verse 15, he says, practice these things. Practice the gifts I've given you as you serve me. And practice these qualities that I want to build in you, like faith and love and purity. And you can even list like the fruit of the Spirit in there, like love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and goodness, and gentleness, and all of those things. And really what the Bible is talking about is a workshop of the heart, where God is working out what he's working in us. And we said, you know, the phrase level up means to level up to the next level, or to progress to the next level. And I wonder, as we've all come in here today and enjoying being one church together, and I wonder where God is leading you to level up for his glory in this season, to join him in the journey that he's leading you on. And he uses this really interesting phrase. He says, so that all may see your progress. And when I read that, I don't think what that means is that we practice these things so people go, hey, John, you're so cool when you do that. I don't think that's what God is saying. But I do think what God is saying is when we practice these qualities in our life with God, that there's fruit not only in who God is to us, but it actually touches the lives around us that are sitting around us, the people that God's placed in our life. It's not a look at me, but look at God in me. It's not look at my perfection. It's look at my progress by the grace of God as I'm growing in my faith with him. I had an incredible privilege this last weekend. I got to officiate the wedding for my sister. I can't tell you how special it was. It was amazing. My sister is in her early 50s. She's never been married, and she met this great godly man. And so I was going to be officiating the wedding. I was staying at my mom's house in Lodi with our family, and the wedding was in Lodi. And I needed to collect my thoughts and pray and just practice a little bit what I was going to say that evening for the wedding. But my mom's house was full of people. And so I got in my car, and I drove about a quarter mile down the highway. And it was in Lodi, which there's all these vineyards out there. And I found this little tractor row. There was like a vineyard, this little tractor row, this row of trees, and the highway I had driven on to get there. And I pulled off the little tractor road, and I was thinking through my thoughts and practicing and praying. And then all of a sudden, in the rearview mirror, I saw movement. And I saw someone walking up on the side of my car. And it was a police officer. And he had his hand on his holster, which I'm pretty sure is standard practice when you approach someone in the middle of nowhere in a vineyard. And just gut reaction, I flung open my car door, which he didn't appreciate all that much. And he basically got control of the situation, and he said, what are you doing here? I've driven by like 3 or 4 times and seen your car here. And so what did I do? I pulled the pastor card. Sir, I'm a pastor. And I am practicing for my sister's wedding that I'm going to be officiating just a little while from now. And I'm pretty sure he had never heard that one before in his life. And he smiled. He says, oh, you just keep doing what you're doing. And he left me alone in there. But you know, the reason I was practicing for that moment is because I wanted to bless my sister. And also, I was going to get a chance to talk to about a whole lot of friends and family that I don't often see about the hope of Jesus Christ and the joy of knowing him. And so I was practicing. And I wonder today what God is wanting to level up in our life to practice with him as he works his new work in us. And I want us to think about it like this morning as we do, because there's a couple things here that I want us to think about as a church together. And so over here, we have some levels. And I want you to think of these levels as an invitation from God in your life this morning. And probably not all of them are going to speak to you, but maybe God will tug your heart on one. And it's really not a progression of things. It's a few different areas that God might be tugging on your heart to level up for his glory. Each one points to Jesus. Each one lights up the world in a different way with a different color. And so maybe, and on your chairs when you came in today, there was a little card, and it said level up, and on the back it has some areas that are represented on these levels today. And the first area that God might be tugging on your heart, oh, do you see that light up there this morning? That reflects the light of Jesus that he wants to shine in your life. And the first area is my spiritual walk with God. I wonder how God might be inviting you to level up your walk with him and his work of grace in your life this morning. I have a friend and mentor in my life, and he once told me this. I've never forgotten. It's become a principle in my life. He said, every time in my life that I really grow with God or that God increases my influence with others for the Lord, he always has me growing in some spiritual practice or discipline in my life. You know, something like reading the Bible for the first time or praying or memorizing scripture. And then he said this, and often in those times where I'm growing in some spiritual practice with Jesus, that he also gives me a quality that he's wanting to build in my life at that same time. Maybe like faith. Or like love, or hope, or one of those things. And so on your level up cards this morning, we gave you some ideas, and they're just ideas. But one, we gave you some apps that you can use that are Bible reading plans, if you want to read the Bible every day going into the end of the year. We also listed some devotional books that have really encouraged people in their walk with Christ that you can use as well. Or you might be here this morning, and this is your first time in church in a really long time. I talked to a few of you. That was the case for you today. Or maybe it's your first time in church forever. And it might be that your level up step invitation from God is just to come back to church next Sunday and make Sunday mornings a part of your spiritual practice in your life. One of my spiritual mentors in life, his name is Dallas Willard. And he's with the Lord now, but I love reading what he says. And I have a life quote from him, and it goes like this. That the spiritual health and growth of the church is dependent on arranging our days so we're experiencing deep contentment and joy and confidence in our everyday life with God. Or maybe your level up this morning is in a totally different area of life as well that God wants to shine in. And maybe it has to do with a life of ministry. There was a time long before I was a pastor where I was a volunteer youth worker in a church. And I remember when I first started volunteering as a youth worker in our youth ministry, I just used to show up and just love kids. And then somewhere along the way, God tugged on my heart and said it was time to start investing in a group of students. And God began to grow the teaching gift that he had given me in my life. And he began to raise that up in me so that he could shine in a different way through my life. And maybe this morning, you have never been a part of a ministry in a church. Everything here at Encounter happens because we have these volunteer servants who are just amazing in all the ministries of our church. And maybe God is inviting you to be a part of that. We have this thing called Encounter 11 that helps you get connected to all of our ministries. Or maybe you're in a ministry right now. And God is just wanting you to ask him, Lord, what are some things I can practice in the way you've gifted me to let you shine even brighter in the world in this season? Kelly and Lindsay shared earlier that there are two things that we are serving the Lord with together as a whole church family in this season. One is Operation Christmas Child, where we're collecting these shoebox-sized boxes with these necessities for kids. They go to kids all around the world who are in need. We also have a message of the hope of Jesus Christ in there. Today on your way out, we're going to have all kinds of boxes out there on the patio that you can take and bring back filled in, and you just put them in the back of the room over here. And we're praying that we could touch the lives of 1,500 kids this next year. And so this year, during the month of November, through that. And so maybe you're level up. Maybe last year you didn't do a box, and this year you do one. Or maybe you'll do it for the very first time. Maybe last year you did five, and this year God will lead you to do six or something like that. The other thing that we're doing all together to serve our community with is we're partnering with some of our partner ministries in town that reach out to women who are coming out of crisis, moms who are coming out of crisis. And in the month of December, we're going to invite them here for a breakfast. We're just going to love on them with this amazing meal. And then we're going to send them out to do some shopping with some gift cards for some necessities and just to be blessed at Christmas time while we just take care of their children and encourage them. And we'd love to have everyone be a part of that. And we'll be talking more about that in the days to come. Or maybe your level up in this season has to do with invitation. I talk to people all the time about how they got connected to God's family at Encounter. And the number one answer I hear from people is the same every time. It's my family or a friend or a neighbor or a coworker invited me, and then God began to work in my heart as I began to grow in my relationship with Him. And on your level up card, there's a space for five names. And we want to invite you to put down five names of people that you want to be praying for in this season, and just inviting into your life as you also invite them to church and, Lord willing, invite them to our Christmas Eve services as well. And as was shared on your way out today, just outside the doors, we have stacks of five of Christmas Eve invitations. Take one of those stacks and fill out your names, pray for the people, and as God leads you, give those invitations to people. You also have a button that's on your level up card. You can put that on your backpack to remind you to pray for people, or on your purse, or you could wear it, and then when someone asks you what that's all about, you can say, well, that's because I'm praying for you, and I have something to share with you not right now, or something like that. Or maybe your level up in this season to just let Jesus shine in a different way in your life has to do with living in community with others centered around Jesus. One of the greatest things we get to do as a church family is to invest in other people's lives so they can know Jesus Christ better. And that is why we have groups in just about every ministry that we have here at Encounter, so that we can help one another grow in our life in Christ. And maybe you've never been in a group your entire life, or a small group at a church. We actually have a group starting on Monday, November 11th. It only goes for 6 weeks. It has a great leader. You can sign up at the New Here booth or online. It's just a way to get a taste of what a small group is like, to build some friendships around the Lord. Or maybe you're in a group right now, and God is going to just have you as the leader or as part of the group say, man, how can we shine as a group and level up in the Lord together in this next season? I want you to watch this video. These are some people in our church family who have invested in each other in the name of Jesus Christ, and a little bit of their story. Watch this with me.
When I joined Encounter years ago, I was so fortunate to be discipled by a woman named Marilyn, who really introduced me into what it looked like to live your life at church. And it was incredibly formative for me to see what it's like to live for Jesus and really have an impact when you engaged with other women, whether it was in Bible study or mentoring, and see what encouraging them in their faith could do. And so I've had a passion for discipleship since then. And when I was fortunate enough to have Carrie join a Bible study that she wandered into, I could see someone who was really curious about her faith and growing in her faith and had tremendous capacity to serve and to know other women and to walk alongside other women. And so I just encouraged her to take those risks, to mentor women, and provided some guidelines about what that looked like. And it was a great joy of mine to know Carrie in that way and to be able to disciple her in that way.
Julie's effortless discipling to me has made such a huge impact in my life. It has given me a confidence that I will run with forever. And she is so encouraging and so quick for prayer. I can come with any situation and it's always pray, and sends us back to scripture. I want to just go share what I've learned from her with everybody. And when I met Mila, I knew that she was just full of the Holy Spirit. I felt like she just had tremendous spiritual gifts that she just didn't even know how to express or pull out. And so I wanted to just be the Julie in her life. I wanted her to know Jesus. I wanted her to depend on Jesus, and I wanted her to know how to do that for others. One thing Mila has done in school that I have loved is she'll go around and put anonymous verses around her whole campus, and she impacts teachers that way. She's building up students that may not have ever known Jesus, so she's out discipling on her own.
Being discipled by Carrie has been something that is very realistic. She has very realistic expectations of me, and it is really easy for me to reach out to her and talk to her whenever I feel down or like other people will judge me. She's never judged me. Last year at youth group, we picked a goal word to put on a name tag to use as a word to help us strive throughout the year. And I chose confidence. That really helped because I lack confidence, and she's always made me feel so confident. So that's something that I'll always remember about Carrie, is the confidence that she gave me.
If you step out in discipleship, you're just going to find so many good gifts and such a deepening to your faith and an awareness that you have a real purpose and something to give to others.
Hey, can we give a hand to Julie and Carrie and Camila? One of the greatest things we get to do here as a church family is to invest in the lives of others. You know, I had a gentleman in my life, he was in college at the time when I was in middle school and high school, and he was just a little bit farther ahead than me in his faith with Jesus, and he invested hours and hours into a group of middle school and high school students that's still bearing fruit and light for Jesus to this day, really across the nation, because we all live in different places right now. Now, you notice there's one more level area here today, and the step is a little bit higher, and I'm not sure, but our set designers didn't really follow code with the height of the steps here this morning, and, you know, but I've been practicing my box jumps all week for this one. And I was also thinking about jumping and doing a cannonball in the baptismal, but then there wouldn't be any water left for the baptisms in just a moment. But I was practicing my box jumps, but the set designers told me that I'd probably break it, and I wasn't sure how to take that, so I'm just going to step up here this morning. So, this last level up represents some things in our life as a church that we can only do all together, which is why we're gathered here today. And that's first and foremost following Jesus with all of who we are. We talked about some things we're doing together in November, Operation Christmas Child and Heartfelt Holidays in December. One of the things that we're going to be doing in January is we're going to have 21 days of prayer that we're going to be inviting everyone to be a part of so that we can grow in prayer, and because we believe Jesus is the one who changes lives at the end of the day. And so we want to just immerse our church in prayer as we begin the new year. And as we have that time of prayer, every Sunday night during those 21 days, there's going to be an opportunity to join us in the Plex where we had pancakes, and we're going to worship together and just take some time to pray together. We're also continuing to pray for God to open up doors to reach our community with the hope of Christ and the love of Christ in greater and greater ways. Two of those have to do with our students. We are going to be sending, for the first time, a group of students on a short-term mission team to Ireland this summer. And in partnership with Phil Kingsley, who's one of our global partners there, because we want to grow a heart for the nations in the lives of students. Our youth ministry is going to be putting on a conference for students in March in partnership with other churches, because our students face so many battles, and we want to just encourage them in their walk with God in partnership with churches in our region. We're continuing to reach out to, just with love, to the migrant community in North Oxnard through our Treasured Harvest ministry, and just asking God to continue to grow that ministry. And we're also exploring and partnering with our school district in some ways that we can just love families in our community in partnership with the school district that are in need, that we can come alongside as a church, and so many other areas in the time to come. And so here's the question for all of us today. I wonder where God is inviting you to level up this morning for his glory. I wonder, it might be back where we started this morning. It might be a spiritual practice that he's wanting to bring into your life so that you can grow in him, and he's going to build a quality in your life as he's doing that, and it might simply be coming back to church this Sunday. It might be getting baptized today. Maybe you've known the Lord for a while, but you've never taken the step to show that through baptism. I love how this passage ends. It says this: persist in this, for by doing so, you'll save both yourself and your hearers. And we are only saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, but what God is reminding us of is that we are a part of the greatest endeavor on the face of the planet in sharing the hope of Jesus and helping others grow in their faith. And as a result, we get to be a part of that as a church family. So here's the invitation: practice these things, immerse yourself in them, so that all may see your progress. I'm going to invite Jeanette to come on up here, and she's going to close us in prayer. Would you give Jeanette a hand as she comes up? Jeanette, I'm going to have you join me up here. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that.
Good morning, church family. So let me just close you out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today, and we are grateful, Lord, that we are able to come as one family to worship you, Lord, to give you all the glory and honor, Lord. That, Lord, that you are worthy to be praised, Father. And, Lord, I just pray over our church family. I pray over our pastors, I pray over our elders, and I pray over the volunteers and all the leadership, Father, that you will continue to give them guidance and that you will continue to give them wisdom so ensure our church will go forth and do the your will and your for your kingdom and your glory, Lord. And Lord, I pray for our church family, Lord, that you will humble us, Father, so that we will do your will. And when we are called upon, Lord, that we will say, Lord, here I am. Use me, Lord, for your glory, for your kingdom. And let me be your hands and feet, Father, as I go forth, as we go forth to carry out your word. Teach me, Lord, to be kind and loving and to be able to fulfill your will, Lord, on this earth. Focus our hearts, Lord, to do the mission that you have called us to do, to use our gifts that you have given us, Father. And Father, I just ask that each and every one of us would be bold and full of courage to step out and to do your will, Lord. And so, Lord, I just thank you for today. I thank you for this church. I thank you for our pastors and their families, Lord. And I just plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, that no weapons formed against them, Lord, shall prosper in the name of Jesus, Lord. So, Lord, we give you glory, we give you honor, Lord, and we thank you for everything that you will do in our lives. And we praise you, and God's people said, amen. Amen.